You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It's SME of the Week time. We are speaking to quite a special business this week. A remarkable business built by a remarkable young lady that aims to solve a lot of problems that we might not even be aware that we have in South Africa. The business is called Navu Mobility, and the company's founder and CEO is Amohetswe Shale. She joins me on the line now to see what her business is all about and how she built it. Amo, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about Navu.
So Navu is a prosthetic startup company that is focused on making artificial limbs affordable but highly functional for amputees, not just in South Africa, but around the world. This is a problem that has been documented by the World Health Organization, the Red Cross, and many other organizations, that people are not able to afford prosthetics, right? Amputees lose their limbs, and they realize that, you know, a prosthetic leg costs upwards of R1 million, and it's just unaffordable. And when they go to public hospitals, they get subpar functionality, and they just can't get back to their lives. And so we've decided to tackle the prosthetic knee first. And we've designed an affordable, functional, polycentric prosthetic knee that is suited for South African pockets and ensures that amputees can get back to their lives again. That's what we do, essentially, in a nutshell.
Amo, when you say affordable prosthetic, how did you design it? What makes yours different to what is out there in the market?
So I have a bachelor's degree in medical orthotics and prosthetics from Walter Sisulu University. So I have had a front row seat to the devastation that comes from amputation, especially lower limb amputation. In South Africa, you have public healthcare and you have private, right? And in private, once you get amputated, you have to pay close to R1 million for a prosthetic leg. This is a functional prosthetic leg. It can do everything, you know, the ones that you see on TV. But if you don't have that money, you go to public. And in public, you basically get a hinge for a prosthetic leg. And it does the job, but it's so, so painful for users. And many, many patients, you know, end up abandoning prosthetics. There's research that shows that, you know, users in African countries will actually have a higher chance of abandoning their prosthesis, because prosthetics are not designed for us, right? They're designed by a company in Europe and shipped here with the hope that it'll stick. But so what, that's the first problem, right? Like function. Secondly, then affordability, as I said, if you don't have that R1 million, you are going to get subpar prosthetics. And that is a problem that we believe should not exist. It should not be that your functionality, your independence should be determined by how much money you have in your pocket. And that's the problem we're trying to solve.
This is certainly quite a brave initiative that you have embarked on. Amo, tell me about just the journey that you've been through. I understand at the moment you're currently being supported by Stellenbosch University in this endeavor. Take us through the journey, what it's been like building this business, and where the business is today.
So the idea started during my undergraduate research. I was trying to help patients, as I said, because with the clinical experience I had, I felt like I wasn't doing anything to actually help the average patient. And so I did my research in affordable prosthetic knees during my undergrad, and we designed a prototype, an early prototype on something that could work. And we used like off-the-shelf components like bike shocks to sort of create high functionality, but at a low price. And I moved that research into my master's in biomedical engineering. And that's where we've been right now. And we've iterated. We're at our third prototype currently with this research at Stellenbosch. And right now we went through the spin-out process. And that means that, you know, we're officially a Stellenbosch company, Stellenbosch University spin-out company, meaning that we have, you know, like a lot of the support that comes with such a huge institution, legally, like IPs, you know, like accounting help. And so that has been a really, really big achievement for us. Also, we've just won Top Student Woman Preneur at the EDHE competition, and we've won fourth overall best in the APSA Innovation Challenge, meaning we have been able to get the exposure necessary to break into such a difficult industry, as you said, right? It's a really, really, really hectic industry. So we've just been great, and right now we're working towards our pilot to get this on users and to get it into the market as quickly as possible. So it's been a sprint, a year-long sprint, but we're getting there.
It also means that you and your team are remarkably intelligent individuals solving problems that many people often overlook. So Amo, take us through what's next for the business. Where do you want to see this going? I mean, obviously for you, it sounds like affordability is absolutely critical in terms of Definitely. Part of your development and Definitely. How you're developing your solutions. But take us through just what you aim to achieve with the business and how you're able to use kind of all that you've learned in the practical sense of what you're building.
So the goal is for Navu to be a trusted prosthetics provider in both public NGOs and even private hospitals, because to be honest, like, the prices even in private are heavily marked up. So we want to be a trusted partner for, you know, healthcare providers who are providing prosthetics. And so the first step now is our pilot, as I said. We're trying to manufacture at a small scale so that we can get it to clinics, and clinics can sort of test it out and see what they like, what they don't like, and we can iterate from there. We are planning in the next 2 to 3 years to scale into other African countries like Botswana, Namibia, and so on. And so really, besides, you know, the technical stuff, right? Because I can go on and on about the product itself, but the impact is to, one, make prosthetics more accessible, right? It you have a lot of amputees in South Africa and a lot of amputees in Africa, and yet no one knows about prosthetics, right? So there's a big gap there, an information gap that we want to close. And the first way to do that is to bring prosthetics to the people who actually need them. Number two, it's to, like, create an ecosystem where repairs are simple. Right now in prosthetics, there's no repairs, right? Should anything happen to your expensive, fancy prosthesis, you need to get a new one. And that's unsustainable, not only, you know, economically, but also, like, socially. People are not able to walk for a whole month until they get their next prosthesis. So we want to create an ecosystem where we can repair and keep our prosthetic devices for longer. And so we are actively working with communities like amputee communities and clinicians in order to make this a reality. Ultimately, sustainable local solutions are, you know, the future of not only this country, but our continent. And we want to be part of that, part of the revolution to making prosthetics and rehabilitation in general in the forefront of healthcare as well.
Navu Mobility, looking to be the future in prosthetics and looking to create affordable prosthetic solutions for South Africa and the African continent. Such an inspirational story. All the best to you, Amo, and your business. Thank you so much for the time and for giving us a bit more information around what it is that you're working on. That's Amo Hetswe Shale, the founder and CEO of Navu Mobility, joining us for this week's SME. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the sound of your business growing. Whether you're starting out or scaling up, turn your passion into profit with Capitec Business Banking. Save up to 50% on fees. Get fast credit approvals, personalized support, and Forex for your business. Open your business banking account on our app. Bank on better with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.